In a world full of noise, the ones who speak the least often hold the most power. Think about the people who have influenced you the most. Chances are, they weren't the ones constantly talking. They were the ones who spoke with purpose, whose silence carried as much weight as their words. In today's fast-paced world, everyone is rushing to be heard, but very few are truly listening. That is why influence has become rare. Not because people don't have something to say, but because they say too much, too often, and too carelessly. This audiobook is about reclaiming the lost art of powerful communication, not through endless talking, but through deliberate silence, thoughtful words, and intentional actions. Influence isn't about being the loudest voice in the room. It's about being the calm presence everyone looks to for guidance. The greatest leaders, thinkers, and visionaries understood this secret. When you speak less, people lean in to hear you. In this audiobook, we will uncover the timeless principles that will help you master restraint, sharpen your message, and develop a presence that commands respect without demanding it. You'll learn how to observe more, listen deeply, and speak only when it truly matters. By the end, you won't just communicate differently, you'll live differently, carrying yourself with a quiet strength that naturally inspires others. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Stop talking. Start noticing. Most people think influence begins with talking. They rush into conversations, eager to share their opinions, their stories, their advice. But here's the truth. You cannot influence what you do not understand. If you want to truly connect with people, to move them, to earn their trust, the very first step is not speaking, it's noticing. When you walk into a room, before you say a single word, there's already a story unfolding all around you. It's in the way people sit, the expressions on their faces, the energy they give off. But most people miss it entirely because they're too focused on what they're going to say next. They're planning their response instead of paying attention to the reality in front of them. And as a result, they miss the very thing that could give them the upper hand. Insight. Great influencers are like detectives. They observe before they act. They notice the small things, who is speaking the most, and who is staying quiet, who seems confident, and who seems unsure, where the tension is in the room, and where there's a spark of excitement. These tiny details are like clues, and when you pay attention to them, you begin to understand people on a level most never reach. Here's a simple but powerful practice. The next time you're in a conversation, resist the urge to jump in right away. Instead, take a breath and just watch. Notice the other person's tone of voice, their body language, the words they choose, and the ones they avoid. Pay attention to the pauses. There's a world of meaning hidden in those pauses. When you do this, something amazing happens. You stop guessing and start understanding. Think about the last time someone truly listened to you. How did it feel? Most likely you felt respected, you felt safe, you felt like your thoughts mattered. That's the exact feeling you want to give others. And when people feel understood, they naturally become open to your influence. Speaking less isn't about holding back your thoughts out of fear. It's about gathering the information you need to make every word you speak count. It's about being intentional instead of reactive. The people who change the course of conversations and even the course of history are the ones who notice what everyone else overlooks. So from this point forward, make a choice. When you enter a conversation, don't rush to be heard. Instead, step back, slow down, and really see what's happening around you. Listen with your eyes, your ears, and even your intuition. The world will start revealing patterns and truths you've never seen before. And that's when real influence begins, not with your words, but with your awareness. Chapter 2. Master the pause before you speak. There's a powerful moment that exists between what happens to you and how you respond. It's small, almost invisible, but it holds incredible power. That moment is the pause. Most people skip right over it. Something is said, a situation unfolds, and they react instantly, like a reflex. But influence isn't found in reacting, it's found in mastering the pause. The pause is where you regain control. It's where you decide who you want to be and what message you want to send. When you learn to pause before speaking, you stop giving away your power. Instead of blurting out words you'll later regret or jumping into a conversation without direction, you create space. And in that space, you choose wisely. Think about the most influential people you've met or seen. They don't rush their words, they take their time. When they speak, people lean in because there's weight behind what they're about to say. That weight doesn't come from magic or luck. It comes from intention. It comes from pausing. Here's the truth. When you pause, people notice. They feel the calmness in you, and that calmness is magnetic. In a world full of people who rush to speak, the one who pauses stands out. You appear thoughtful, composed, and in control, even if, on the inside, you're still figuring things out. The pause creates an image of strength, and that image builds trust. The pause is also a tool for clarity. Sometimes we think we know what we want to say, but when we stop for just a moment, we realize our first thought isn't our best thought. By pausing, you allow better words, better ideas, and better solutions to surface. A quick response may win an argument, but a thoughtful response can change someone's mind. Let me give you an example. Imagine someone criticizes you in a meeting. Your natural instinct might be to defend yourself immediately. Your voice rises, your words come fast, and before you know it, the tension has escalated. But what if you paused? Just 2 or 3 seconds of silence. During that silence you breathe. You remind yourself that this is not a fight, it's an opportunity. Then when you speak, your voice is calm, your words are deliberate, and the entire tone of the conversation shifts. Instead of losing respect, you gain it. Pausing also gives you the gift of listening. When you're not rushing to speak, you're free to really hear what others are saying. Not just their words, but their feelings, their fears, their intentions. Sometimes in that pause, you'll realize you don't even need to speak at all. Silence itself can be an answer, and a powerful one at that. Here's a practical way to build this skill in your next conversation. Count to 3 in your head before responding. Just 3 slow seconds. It will feel strange at first, maybe even uncomfortable, because we live in a world that rewards speed. But as you practice, you'll notice something amazing. People will begin to lean into your pauses. They'll start paying closer attention, because your silence signals importance. It says, what comes next matters. Another way to master the pause is through your breathing. When emotions run high, whether excitement, anger, or fear, your breath becomes shallow and quick. Before you speak, take a deep, slow breath. This simple act calms your nervous system and gives your mind the clarity to choose words that build bridges instead of walls. Remember, the pause isn't about hesitation or weakness. It's not about stalling because you don't know what to say. It's about control. It's about owning the moment instead of being owned by it. The most powerful voices in history were often the ones that used silence as skillfully as speech. From now on, think of your words like arrows. Once released, you can't take them back. The pause is the moment you aim carefully before you let go. It's your safeguard, your strategy, and your strength. When you pause, you slow the world down just enough to make better decisions. You create an air of mystery and confidence. And most importantly, you build influence. Not by being the loudest, but by being the most deliberate. So the next time life pushes you to react instantly, remember this, take a breath, Hold your tongue for just a few seconds and let the power of the pause do the work. Over time, those few seconds will become your greatest advantage, separating you from the noise and placing you firmly in control of your words, your relationships, and your future. Chapter 3. Build authority through listening. If you want to influence people, you must first earn their trust, and trust doesn't come from how much you talk. It comes from how deeply you listen. Most people think leadership is about having all the answers. They believe they need to dominate conversations, always be the one speaking, always be the expert in the room. But here's the truth. People don't follow you because you talk the most. They follow you because they feel heard and understood. When someone truly listens to us, we naturally open up to their influence. Think about the last time you spoke to someone who wasn't really listening. Maybe they were nodding while checking their phone, or interrupting you with their own stories. How did that feel? Probably frustrating. It made you shut down. Now think about the last time someone gave you their full attention. No distractions, no judgment, just presence. That felt completely different, didn't it? That person earned a piece of your trust without saying much at all. Listening is more than just hearing words. It's about tuning in to the emotions behind those words. It's about noticing what's being said and what isn't being said. Often, the real meaning hides in the pauses, the tone of voice, or the things left unsaid. When you pay attention to those subtle signals, people feel like you understand them on a deeper level, and that creates connection. Great influencers know how to make someone feel like they're the most important person in the room. They lean in, they make eye contact, and they don't rush to speak. They ask thoughtful questions and let the other person finish their thoughts completely. This kind of listening doesn't just build respect, it builds authority. Because when people feel heard, they begin to see you as someone who gets it. And when they see you that way, they trust your guidance. Here's a practical way to build this skill. The next time you're in a conversation, focus entirely on the other person. Pretend there's a spotlight shining only on them. Don't plan your response while they're speaking. Don't think about what story you want to share next. Just be fully present. Then, when they finish speaking, repeat back a key point they made in your own words. This shows you were paying attention, and it makes them feel deeply valued. Another important aspect of listening is patience. Sometimes, silence feels awkward, and we rush to fill it with words. But when you're influencing someone, silence can be your ally. When you wait just a few seconds after they stop talking, they often reveal more than they plan to share. That extra pause gives them room to open up, and it gives you more insight. Listening also helps you avoid mistakes. Many people damage relationships because they speak before fully understanding the situation. They jump to conclusions or offer solutions that miss the mark. But when you listen first, you gather the information you need to respond wisely. You speak with precision, and your words carry more weight, because they're rooted in understanding. Influence built on listening isn't flashy, it's quiet, steady, and powerful. People will begin to seek you out, because you make them feel safe, respected, and important. And when they seek you out, they naturally give you more authority. It's almost like magic, but it's not magic. It's human psychology. Here's something to remember. Listening is a gift. Most people go through life surrounded by noise yet starving for someone who will truly hear them. When you become that person, you stand out. You become memorable. You become someone people trust with their dreams, their struggles, and their decisions. So as you move forward, practice listening with intention. Be curious about others. Ask questions not to respond but to understand. When you do this, you'll notice something profound. People will begin to open their hearts and minds to you. They'll look to you for guidance, even if you've said very little. True influence doesn't start with your voice. It starts with your ears. Listen deeply, listen patiently, and listen with empathy. When you master this skill, you won't have to chase influence. It will come to you naturally, because people follow those who make them feel seen and heard. Chapter 4. Choose words that hit hard. Words are like tools. In the right hands, they can build trust, heal wounds, and inspire action. In the wrong hands, they can destroy relationships, create confusion, and close doors that might never open again. The problem is, most people use words carelessly. They talk too much, too fast, and too often, without thinking about the impact their words will have. But if you want to influence others, you must choose your words with precision. Every sentence you speak should carry weight. Here's the truth. People don't remember everything you say, but they always remember how you made them feel. The right words can leave a lasting impression, while unnecessary ones will fade into background noise. That's why you must speak less, but make every word matter. Think about a time someone said something that stuck with you for years. It probably wasn't a long speech. It was likely a short, powerful statement, something simple yet unforgettable. That's the power of well-chosen words. They don't just communicate, they resonate. When you speak, imagine your words like arrows. The more you release without aiming, the weaker they become. But when you take the time to aim carefully, one single arrow can hit the target with incredible force. This means cutting out filler language. Words like, maybe, or I think. These weaken your message and make you sound unsure of yourself. Instead, speak directly and with confidence. Here's a practical tip. Before responding in a conversation, ask yourself two questions. First, does this need to be said? And second, is this the best way to say it? These two questions will filter out unnecessary chatter and help you focus on what truly matters. Another key to choosing words that hit hard is simplicity. Many people think using complicated words or technical language makes them sound smart. In reality, it often has the opposite effect. True wisdom is being able to explain complex ideas in a way that anyone can understand. When you speak clearly and simply, people feel included, not excluded. And inclusion builds trust. Let's look at an example. Imagine you're trying to motivate a team. You could say, "We need to implement strategic methodologies to optimize operational efficiency." Or you could simply say, "Let's work together to make this process faster and smoother." Which one will inspire action? The second one, because it's clear, relatable, and easy to remember. Your tone matters just as much as your words. You can say the right thing, but if your tone is sharp or defensive, your message will be lost. Speak with calm authority. Slow down. Let there be space between your words. This not only makes you sound more confident, but also gives your listener time to absorb what you're saying. And don't underestimate the power of storytelling. Facts tell, but stories sell. A well-placed story can bring your words to life and connect with people on an emotional level. It doesn't need to be long or dramatic, just real and meaningful. When you wrap your message in a story, it becomes memorable. Remember, influence isn't about saying a lot. It's about saying a little, very well. Some of the most influential figures in history didn't speak often, but when they did, their words shook the world. They understood that silence gives words their power. If you speak constantly, people stop listening. But if you speak rarely and wisely, people hang on to every sentence. So practice restraint. Cut out the noise. Speak with intention. The next time you're in a conversation, slow down and think, "What's the one thing I want them to remember?" Then craft your message around that. Choosing words that hit hard is like crafting a masterpiece. It takes patience, focus, and care. But when you master this skill, you'll no longer need to fight for attention. Your words will carry their own gravity, pulling people toward you. And in that moment, you'll understand the true power of speaking less. not because you have nothing to say, but because what you say changes everything. Chapter 5. Control your emotions. Control the room. Influence isn't just about what you say. It's about the energy you bring into a room. People don't only hear your words, they feel your presence. And that presence is shaped by one thing, your emotions. If you can't control your emotions, your words will lose their power. But when you master your emotions, you naturally master the space around you. Think about the last time you saw someone lose their temper in public. Maybe they raised their voice, slammed their hands on the table, or let their frustration pour out without restraint. In that moment, did they seem powerful? No, they seemed out of control. And when you're out of control, you hand over your influence to whoever or whatever triggered you. People may fear you, but they won't respect you. Fear fades quickly, but respect lasts a lifetime. The people who influence us most are the ones who remain calm under pressure. They have a steady presence. Even in chaos, they don't get swept up by the storm. Instead, they become the anchor everyone else looks to for stability. This is why controlling your emotions is one of the most important skills you can ever develop. It's not about suppressing how you feel. It's about channeling those feelings into something constructive. Here's the truth. Emotions are contagious. If you walk into a meeting anxious and agitated, that energy spreads. If you show up calm and confident, that spreads too. The room takes its cue from you. So, if you want to influence others, you must first set the tone inside yourself. When you feel a strong emotion rising, whether anger, frustration, or even excitement, pause before reacting. Take a deep breath. That simple act gives you space to choose your response, instead of being controlled by the moment. This doesn't mean you don't feel emotions. It means you don't let them drive the car. You're still in the driver's seat. Let's say someone criticizes you in front of others. Your first instinct might be to defend yourself immediately, maybe even to fight back. But if you stay calm and keep your voice steady, something powerful happens. Everyone notices your composure. The person who attacked you begins to look small, while you appear strong. By controlling your emotions, you gain silent authority. This skill is especially vital in leadership. People don't follow the person who panics or overreacts. They follow the person who stays level-headed when everyone else is losing their balance. Even if you don't have all the answers, your calmness gives others confidence that things will be okay. Here's a practical technique. When emotions run high, lower your tone instead of raising it. Most people do the opposite. They get louder when they want to be heard. But true authority is quiet. A calm, low voice draws people in and forces them to pay attention. It also signals self-control, which automatically commands respect. Another strategy is to reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing challenges as personal attacks, see them as opportunities to practice influence. Every difficult moment is a test of your emotional strength. If you pass the test by staying composed, you grow more powerful each time. Remember, your influence begins before you even speak.
People notice how you carry yourself, how you breathe, how you respond to tension. If they see someone steady and grounded, they'll trust you. If they see someone reactive and chaotic, they'll doubt you. No matter how good your words are, control doesn't mean being emotionless. It means being deliberate. It's the difference between a raging fire that burns out of control and a fireplace that gives warmth and light. Both are powerful, but one creates destruction while the other creates connection. When you walk into any situation, be the steady flame. Your calmness will become your greatest tool of influence. Speak with purpose, move with intention, and let your emotions serve you, not sabotage you. Because when you control yourself, you don't just control the room. You become the quiet force that guides it.
Chapter 6. The art of saying less in conflict. Conflict is one of the greatest tests of influence. It's easy to stay calm and collected when everyone agrees with you. But the real challenge comes when emotions run high, tempers flare, and words are flying back and forth like arrows. In those heated moments, most people do the same thing. They talk too much. They try to explain, defend, and convince. But the more they speak, the more the conflict escalates. Here's a truth you need to remember. In conflict, the person who speaks less often holds the most power, because conflict feeds on energy. When you raise your voice, when you argue back, you're giving the other person exactly what they want, fuel for the fire. But when you stay calm and choose silence or short, deliberate responses, you take away that fuel. The fire dies down, and suddenly, you're the one in control. Think about the last argument you witnessed. Maybe it was between friends, co-workers, or family members. Who looked stronger, the one who was yelling, or the one who sat back, quiet and composed? It's always the calm one. That's because silence creates mystery. People wonder what you're thinking, what you'll do next. That uncertainty gives you leverage. Here's the mistake most people make. They treat every conflict like a battle to be won. They believe that if they just explain themselves well enough, or shout loudly enough, the other person will finally see their point of view. But arguments don't work that way. Most of the time, people aren't listening to understand, they're listening to respond. So no matter how brilliant your points are, they won't matter if emotions are running too high. Instead of rushing to speak, step back. Breathe, let the other person talk first. Really listen, even if you disagree with every word they say. Often, people just want to be heard. When you give them that space, their defenses start to lower. And when you finally respond, do it with calm, measured words, or sometimes, with no words at all. For example, imagine someone insults you in front of others. Most people would immediately fire back. But what if you didn't? What if you simply stayed quiet, looked at them calmly, and let the weight of their own words hang in the air? That silence would be louder than any comeback you could deliver. It would make them look foolish, while making you appear strong and in control. Another powerful tool in conflict is asking questions instead of making statements. When you ask thoughtful, non-threatening questions, you shift the focus away from arguing and toward understanding. Instead of saying, "You're wrong," try asking, "Can you help me understand why you feel that way?" This approach lowers tension and shows that you value the relationship more than being right. Here's something important to remember. Saying less doesn't mean being passive. It doesn't mean you let people walk all over you. It means you're choosing your battles carefully. It means you're speaking strategically, not emotionally. Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all. Other times, it's a single carefully chosen sentence that ends the argument entirely. One of the best ways to master this skill is to practice patience. When you feel the urge to defend yourself or prove your point, count to three in your head before responding. Those 3 seconds can save you from saying something you'll regret. They also give you a moment to observe the situation more clearly, so you can decide whether speaking will help or hurt. Conflict isn't about winning, it's about resolution. And resolution only comes when at least one person chooses to rise above the chaos. Be that person. By saying less, you force others to slow down. You create space for clarity to emerge. You turn a shouting match into a meaningful conversation, or sometimes, into quiet acceptance that no words are needed at all. From now on, when conflict arises, remember this simple rule: your silence is not weakness, it's strength, it's strategy, it's influence in its purest form. The less you speak, the more power your words will carry when you finally choose to use them. And that is how you transform conflict into connection and chaos into calm. Chapter 7. Use questions to guide minds. One of the most powerful ways to influence others isn't by telling them what to do. It's by leading them to discover the answer themselves. And the best tool for this is simple: asking the right questions. Most people think influence is about giving advice, making statements, or delivering strong arguments. But when you tell someone what to do, their natural instinct is to resist. It's human nature. No one likes being controlled, even if your advice is perfect. People will often push back just because it didn't come from them. Questions, however, bypass that resistance. They invite curiosity. They make people think. When someone arrives at a conclusion on their own, they feel ownership over it. And when they feel ownership, they act on it with confidence. That's why skilled leaders, mentors, and negotiators don't dominate conversations, they guide them. Think about a great teacher you had in the past. Chances are, they didn't just lecture endlessly, they asked questions. Those questions didn't just test your knowledge, they expanded it. They helped you connect the dots until the lesson became yours. That same principle works in everyday life. Let's say you want to encourage a friend to make a healthier decision. If you say, "You need to stop eating junk food," they'll probably get defensive. But if you ask, "How do you feel after you eat that?" or "What kind of energy do you want to have every day?" you open a door. Suddenly, they're reflecting on their own choices instead of arguing with you. The key is to ask questions that are open-ended. A yes or no question shuts down the conversation. An open-ended question sparks exploration. For example, instead of saying, "Do you like your job?" you could ask, "What do you enjoy most about your work, and what drains you the most?" That single question might reveal truths the person hasn't even admitted to themselves yet. When using questions to guide minds, tone is everything. Your questions should feel genuine, not like an interrogation. People can sense when you're trying to manipulate them. Your goal isn't to trap them, but to open them up. Ask with curiosity, not judgment. Another powerful strategy is layering your questions. Start broad, then go deeper. Imagine you're talking to a team member who seems unmotivated. You might begin with, "How are you feeling about this project?" Once they respond, you follow up, "What's been the most challenging part for you?" And then, "What do you think would make it easier or more exciting?" With each question, you peel back a layer until you reach the heart of the issue. Here's why this works. People trust their own thoughts more than they trust your words. When they say something out loud, it becomes real for them. By guiding the conversation with questions, you're allowing them to build their own path forward, a path they are far more likely to follow because it feels like their idea. Questions also work beautifully in conflict. Instead of arguing, ask. If someone is upset, you could say, "Can you help me understand what you're feeling right now?" This shifts the dynamic. It shows you care, and it forces them to slow down and reflect. Many heated situations have been diffused simply because one person chose to ask rather than attack. Another benefit of asking questions is that it builds respect. When you ask for someone's perspective, you signal that their thoughts matter. People love to feel valued, and when they feel valued, they naturally open up to your influence. But here's the key: don't just ask for the sake of asking. Listen closely to their answers. The real magic happens in your response. When you genuinely hear someone, your next question will naturally guide them further toward the outcome you hope to create. So from now on, shift your focus from telling to asking. Instead of pushing people toward your vision, pull them in by helping them see it for themselves. Influence isn't about controlling someone's mind. It's about opening their mind. And the right question, asked at the right moment, can do more than 1,000 well-crafted speeches. Master this skill, and you'll find that people begin to follow your lead. Not because you told them to, but because they believe they chose to. That's the deepest and most lasting form of influence there is. Chapter 8: Power Moves. Communicate without words. Sometimes the most powerful things you say are the things you never speak out loud. Influence doesn't only come from what leaves your mouth, it comes from what people feel when they're around you. Your body language, your facial expressions, the way you walk into a room, these silent signals often carry more weight than any words ever could. Here's the truth. Before you even open your mouth, people are already making judgments about you. In the first few seconds, they're deciding whether to respect you, trust you, or take you seriously. And most of these decisions have nothing to do with your words. They're based on how you carry yourself. That's why nonverbal communication is one of the most powerful tools you have for influence. Think about someone you admire. Maybe they don't talk much, yet when they walk into a room, everyone notices. They don't need to raise their voice to command attention. Their presence does the talking. That's not an accident. It's a skill, and you can develop it too. It all begins with posture. The way you hold yourself sends an instant message. Stand tall, shoulders back, head up. This signals confidence and strength. Slouching or shrinking into yourself sends the opposite message, uncertainty and weakness. People respond to what they see. When you look confident, they treat you as someone worth listening to, even before you speak. Eye contact is another silent superpower. Too little eye contact makes you seem unsure or dishonest. Too much can feel aggressive. The key is balance. When you speak, hold someone's gaze long enough to show you're fully present, then naturally look away. When you listen, give them your full attention. Strong, steady eye contact says, "I'm here, I see you, you matter." And that alone can make people feel deeply connected to you. Your facial expressions also tell a story. A genuine smile can build instant trust. A calm, serious face can create authority, but a frown, a smirk, or even a raised eyebrow can send the wrong message without you ever meaning to. Be intentional about the emotions you show. Your face should reflect the message you want to send, not the stress you might be feeling inside. Gestures matter too, but only when they're purposeful. Wild, erratic hand movements can make you seem nervous or out of control. Controlled, deliberate gestures, on the other hand, add weight to your words. They show certainty. Imagine a leader giving a speech. When their hands move with precision, their message feels stronger. When they flail aimlessly, the message feels weaker. Even your pace and presence are part of nonverbal communication. Walk into a room with calm, measured steps. Move with purpose. When you rush or fidget, you send a signal of anxiety. When you move slowly and deliberately, you project authority. It's as if you're saying, "I'm in control here," without uttering a single word. Here's something most people overlook. Silence itself can be a form of communication. When you hold back your words at the right moment, you create space. That space builds tension, curiosity, and respect. People lean in, waiting to see what you'll do next. Think about great negotiators or skilled leaders. They often use silence strategically. They let others fill the air while they stay quiet, knowing that their silence speaks volumes. To practice nonverbal influence, start small. Pay attention to how you sit, stand, and move throughout the day. Notice how people respond when you maintain eye contact or when you simply stay quiet and let them speak. Gradually, you'll begin to see how these subtle shifts change the way others perceive you. Remember, words are powerful, but they're only part of the picture. Your presence is like an unspoken language that everyone around you is reading, whether you realize it or not. When your body language matches your words, your influence grows stronger. But when the two don't align, people believe what they see, not what they hear. From this point forward, think of yourself as a communicator, even in silence. Every glance, every gesture, every moment of stillness is saying something about who you are and what you stand for. Speak less with your mouth and more with your presence. When you master this, you'll discover that sometimes the quietest messages are the ones people never forget. Chapter 9. Build a reputation that speaks for you. The most influential people don't need to constantly defend themselves, explain who they are, or convince others of their worth. Why? Because their reputation does the talking for them. Long before they enter a room, their name, their actions, and their character have already spoken. That is the ultimate level of influence, when what you've built over time carries more weight than any words you could ever say. Here's the thing about influence: you can talk all you want, but if your actions don't back it up, your words will fall flat. You can't speak your way into respect. You have to earn it. And the way you earn it is through consistent choices, day after day, when no one is watching. Your reputation isn't built in the spotlight, it's built in the quiet moments, in how you treat people, how you handle pressure, and how you show up, even when there's nothing to gain. Think about someone you admire. Chances are, you don't admire them because of what they say. You admire them because of what they do, and who they consistently prove themselves to be. That's the power of a strong reputation. It precedes you. It enters the room before you do. It makes people listen before you've even opened your mouth. Building this kind of reputation starts with one simple but difficult rule: keep your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it, even when it's inconvenient, even when no one will notice. Reliability is rare in today's world, which makes it incredibly valuable. When people know they can count on you, they naturally respect you. And respect is the foundation of influence. The second step is integrity. Integrity isn't about being perfect, it's about being honest and consistent. It's about doing the right thing, even when no one will ever find out. A single lie, a single moment of dishonesty, can undo years of trust. On the other hand, a single act of courage or fairness can elevate your reputation for a lifetime. Another key to building a reputation that speaks for you is how you treat others, especially those who can't do anything for you. It's easy to be kind to powerful people, but true character is revealed in how you treat those who have nothing to offer in return. People remember kindness, they remember fairness, and those memories travel far, often farther than you realize. Here's what's interesting: when you have a strong reputation, you don't have to talk as much. Your track record speaks louder than your voice. Opportunities will come to you because others trust you. People will defend you in rooms you've never entered because they've seen your character in action. But there's another side to this. If you damage your reputation, if you consistently act in ways that don't match your words, no amount of talking will save you. You can say, "Trust me," 100 times, but people will only trust what they've seen. That's why protecting your reputation is just as important as building it. Every decision matters, every interaction counts. Here's a practical way to think about it. Imagine your reputation as a bank account. Every good choice, every fulfilled promise, every act of kindness is a deposit. Every broken promise, every selfish action, every careless word is a withdrawal. Over time, people don't care about your balance sheet of words, they care about the balance sheet of your actions. The goal is to keep depositing so much good into your reputation that even if you make a mistake, you still have enough trust stored up to recover. One more thing: building a reputation takes time, but losing it takes seconds. That's why patience is essential. You won't gain trust overnight. But if you stay consistent, your efforts will compound. Years from now, people will see you walk into a room and instantly know who you are, not because of what you say, but because of everything you've silently built. From this point on, Focus less on impressing others with your words and more on impressing them with your example. Speak less, do more. Over time, you'll reach a point where you don't need to announce yourself. Your reputation will do it for you. And that kind of influence is unshakable, unstoppable, and unforgettable. Chapter 10. Learn when to walk away. One of the hardest lessons to learn in life, and one of the most powerful, is knowing when to walk away. Not every conversation needs your voice. Not every battle deserves your energy. And not every relationship or situation is worth saving. Sometimes, silence isn't just about pausing before you speak. It's about making the bold decision to say nothing at all, and to simply leave. Many people believe that influence is about fighting harder, proving your point, or staying involved no matter what. They think the more they push, the more power they'll have. But real influence often comes from restraint. Walking away at the right moment doesn't make you weak, it makes you wise. It shows you have the strength to rise above the noise rather than get stuck in it. When you refuse to walk away, you send a message, even if you don't mean to. You're saying, "My time isn't valuable," or worse, "I need this fight to feel important." But when you step back, when you calmly leave a situation that doesn't serve you, you send a completely different message. "I know my worth, I don't need to prove myself." That kind of quiet confidence commands respect. Think about arguments you've been in. Have you ever noticed how, the longer you stay, the more it spirals out of control? Voices rise, tempers flare, and suddenly no one remembers what they were even fighting about. But when one person stops responding and walks away, the energy shifts completely. There's no longer a fire to feed. The other person is left with their own thoughts, and often with a newfound respect for your calmness. Walking away doesn't just apply to conflicts. It applies to toxic environments, one-sided relationships, and situations where you feel constantly drained. Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can do for yourself is to remove yourself. Staying in a place where you're undervalued or mistreated only signals that you accept it. Leaving shows that you expect better from others and from yourself. Of course, walking away isn't easy. It requires courage. It means resisting the urge to have the last word. It means sitting with discomfort and trusting that silence will speak louder than any argument ever could. But here's the truth. Every time you walk away from something that doesn't deserve your attention, you gain more control over your life. You reclaim your energy, your focus, and your peace of mind. Here's a practical way to decide whether to stay or go. Ask yourself, "Will engaging in this make me stronger, or will it only drain me?" If the answer is drain, the choice is clear. Your time and energy are precious. Spend them on things that build you up, not on battles that tear you down. Another important point, walking away doesn't mean you've given up. It means you've chosen a different kind of victory, the kind where you protect your inner peace instead of winning an external fight. Sometimes, the best way to win is to refuse to play the game entirely. Consider this, when you argue with someone unreasonable, even if you're right, you still lose. You lose your time, your energy, and often your reputation. People rarely remember who was correct. They remember who stayed calm and who lost control. By walking away, you avoid being dragged down to someone else's level. Walking away also builds mystery. When you leave quietly, without drama or explanation, people are left wondering what you're thinking, what you'll do next. That curiosity gives you an invisible edge. Silence becomes a statement in itself, a powerful one. From now on, make walking away part of your strategy. Use it not as an escape, but as a deliberate choice. When you feel yourself being pulled into negativity, pause, breathe, and ask yourself, "Is this worth my peace?" Most of the time, it isn't. In a world where everyone is desperate to be heard, to win, to be right, you can stand apart by choosing the higher ground. Sometimes, the most influential move you can make is to say nothing, do nothing, and simply walk away. Not out of weakness, but because you know your energy is too valuable to waste. And when people see that, they'll understand a profound truth. You don't need to fight for respect. You've already earned it by mastering yourself. Chapter 11. Speak to inspire, not impress. Too many people speak with one goal in mind: to impress. They want to sound smart, important, or powerful. They pack their sentences with big words, long explanations, and dramatic stories, all in the hope that others will see them as someone worth following. But here's the problem. When you try to impress, you end up focusing on yourself. And influence isn't about you, it's about the people you're trying to reach. The most influential voices in history didn't speak to impress, they spoke to inspire. Their words weren't about showing off their intelligence, they were about lighting a fire in others. They didn't care about sounding perfect, they cared about making an impact. When you speak to impress, your words might get applause, but they rarely create change. People might admire you for a moment, but they won't take action. When you speak to inspire, your words move beyond admiration. They create belief, motivation, and transformation. That's the kind of communication that lasts. So how do you shift from impressing to inspiring? It begins with your intention. Before you speak, ask yourself, why am I saying this? Is it to make me look good, or to make them feel something meaningful? When your focus is on serving others, your tone naturally changes. You stop talking at people and start speaking to them. Another key to inspiring communication is simplicity. Inspiration doesn't come from complicated language or endless details. It comes from clarity. People need to feel your message, not decode it. Think about the most powerful speeches ever given. They weren't filled with fancy vocabulary or confusing ideas. They were clear, direct, and unforgettable. A single sentence can be more powerful than a thousand clever ones, if it connects deeply. Here's a simple rule. Speak from the heart, not the ego. When you speak from the heart, people sense your sincerity. They know you're not performing for them, you're connecting with them. That kind of authenticity is magnetic. It draws people in because it feels real, and in a world full of fake smiles and empty promises, realness is rare. Stories are one of the best ways to inspire. Facts are important, but facts don't change people. Feelings do, and stories create feelings. Share real experiences, either your own or those of others, that capture the lesson you want to teach. When someone hears a story they can relate to, they don't just understand the message, they feel it. That emotional connection is what drives them to take action. But here's the secret. Your story doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't need to be about overcoming massive obstacles or achieving impossible goals. Even small, everyday stories can inspire when told with honesty and passion. The key is to make your audience see themselves in the story. When they do, they begin to believe. If that's possible for them, maybe it's possible for me too. Tone also plays a huge role in inspiring communication. Inspiration isn't loud, it's steady, calm, and confident. You don't need to shout or demand attention. When your words are genuine, people will lean in naturally. Speak with warmth, not arrogance. Speak like you're having a heartfelt conversation, not delivering a performance. Here's a practical exercise, before your next important conversation. Imagine that the other person will only remember one sentence you say. What do you want that sentence to be? Focus on crafting that one powerful takeaway. This will force you to be clear, direct, and meaningful, and it will prevent you from rambling just to sound impressive. Remember, people don't care how much you know until they feel how much you care. When you speak to inspire, your words become a gift, not a weapon. They lift others up instead of pushing them down. And the more people feel lifted by you, the more they'll trust you, follow you, and be influenced by you. From this point forward, make a conscious choice every time you speak. Don't chase admiration. Chase impact. Don't aim for applause. Aim for transformation. The world has enough people trying to impress. Be the rare person who speaks to inspire. Because when you do, your words will echo long after the conversation ends, not because they were perfect, but because they were real. Chapter 12. The Power of Timing in Influence. Timing can make the difference between success and failure, between someone listening to you or completely ignoring you. It's not just what you say or how you say it. It's when you say it. Influence isn't only about having the right words. It's about delivering them at the right moment. Have you ever been in a conversation where you knew exactly what you wanted to say, but the moment passed, and it didn't land? Or maybe you shared a great idea, but no one seemed interested, and later someone else said the exact same thing, and got all the credit. That's timing at work. The best ideas can fail if they're offered at the wrong time. The most influential people understand this. They don't just speak because they feel like talking. They wait. They watch. They read the room, the situation, and even the mood of the people around them. Then when the timing is right, they speak, and their words land with incredible impact. Think of timing like planting seeds. You don't just throw seeds on dry, frozen ground and expect them to grow. You wait for the right season, the right conditions, the right soil. When you plant at the right moment, growth is inevitable. The same is true with influence. If you push too soon, people resist. If you wait too long, the opportunity passes. But when you act at just the right moment, doors open effortlessly. So how do you master timing? It starts with observation. Pay attention to what's happening around you. Notice people's energy, their expressions, their tone. Are they open and receptive, or closed off and defensive? A message delivered when someone is stressed, angry or distracted will almost always fail. But that same message delivered when they're calm and focused can create breakthroughs. For example, imagine you need to have a difficult conversation with a coworker or family member. If you approach them in the middle of a chaotic moment, emotions will run high, and the conversation will likely turn into conflict. But if you wait, if you choose a quieter moment when they're relaxed, your words will be heard more clearly. The content of what you say might be identical, but the timing changes everything. Timing also matters in opportunities. Many people miss chances because they either rush in too fast or hesitate until it's too late. There's a delicate balance between patience and courage. Too much patience, and you become passive. Too much urgency, and you seem reckless. The key is learning to trust your intuition. When you feel the urge to act, pause for just a moment and ask yourself, is this the right time, or am I just feeling pressure to move? Sometimes waiting even a few extra seconds can shift the entire outcome. Other times, seizing the moment without overthinking it is the right move. Wisdom comes from knowing the difference. Silence is also a part of timing. In conversations, a well-placed pause can be just as powerful as a perfectly chosen word. Pausing gives your listener time to reflect. It creates anticipation. It makes people lean in, waiting for what comes next. The pause shows that you're confident enough not to rush. It signals that what you're about to say matters. Think of the best storytellers and speakers. They don't speak in a constant stream. They build rhythm. They know when to speed up, when to slow down, and when to stop completely. That mastery of timing is what keeps people captivated. Here's something to remember. Timing isn't about manipulating others. It's about respecting them. It shows that you care enough to consider their state of mind and the circumstances they're facing. When you time your words well, you honor both your message and your audience. From now on, don't just focus on what you want to say. Focus on when to say it. Watch, listen, and wait for the moment when the door is slightly open. Then step through with clarity and confidence. Influence isn't about constant action. It's about strategic action. When your timing is right, you won't need to push or force anything. Your words will flow naturally, and people will be ready to receive them. And when you combine powerful words with perfect timing, you become unstoppable, a quiet force, who knows exactly when to strike, and exactly when to stay silent. Chapter 13. Build quiet confidence. There's a kind of confidence that doesn't need to be announced, doesn't need to be proven, and doesn't need to be loud. It's quiet, steady, and unshakable. This is the kind of confidence that draws people in without you having to chase their attention. It's the foundation of true influence, the kind that lasts long after words are forgotten. Many people mistake confidence for arrogance. They think confidence means walking into a room and dominating every conversation, being the loudest voice, or making sure everyone knows how important they are. That's not confidence. That's insecurity disguised as strength. True confidence has nothing to prove. It doesn't need to shout because it speaks through presence. Quiet confidence is powerful because it feels authentic. When someone sees you standing tall, calm, and grounded, they instinctively trust you. They sense that you're not trying to impress them, which ironically makes them want to listen to you even more. In a noisy world full of people competing for attention, the person who doesn't compete stands out the most. But here's the truth. Quiet confidence doesn't just happen, it's built. It's earned through the small choices you make every single day, when no one is watching. It begins with keeping promises to yourself. Every time you say you'll do something and follow through, you strengthen your self-belief. Every time you quit on yourself, you weaken it. Confidence isn't about what you tell others. It's about what you prove to yourself in private. One of the most powerful ways to build quiet confidence is through preparation. Think of an athlete who steps onto the field. Their calmness isn't an accident. It comes from hours of training that no one sees. When you've done the work, you don't need to boast. Your skill and knowledge speak for themselves. This applies to every area of life. When you know you've prepared, you can walk into any room with a quiet, steady strength that others can feel. Another key ingredient is self-awareness. Quietly confident people know who they are and who they are not. They don't waste energy trying to be everything to everyone. They understand their strengths, accept their weaknesses, and move with clarity. This self-awareness keeps them grounded. When you truly know yourself, you're not easily swayed by criticism or praise. Neither lifts you too high or drags you too low. You remain steady because your worth isn't determined by others' opinions. Quiet confidence also comes from controlling your emotions. When you stay calm in tense situations, you signal strength. Anyone can act confident when things are going well. True confidence is revealed when challenges arise, and you remain composed. Think about how people naturally gravitate toward the calmest person in the room during chaos. That person becomes a leader without even asking for the role. Here's something practical you can do to cultivate this inner calm. Slow down. Speak slower, move slower, breathe slower. Rushing makes you seem anxious or uncertain. Stillness, on the other hand, radiates strength. When you slow down, you project a sense of control, and people trust those who seem in control. Another important point, quiet confidence doesn't mean you never speak up. It means when you do speak, your words carry weight. Because you're not constantly fighting for attention, people take notice when you choose to share your thoughts. Silence gives your voice more power. But perhaps the most important aspect of building quiet confidence is self-respect. You must treat yourself the way you want others to treat you. Set boundaries, Take care of your body, mind and spirit. When you respect yourself, others will mirror that respect. If you don't, no amount of external approval will ever fill the gap. Over time, this kind of confidence becomes magnetic. People won't even know why they're drawn to you. They'll just feel it. They'll sense your inner strength and want to be around it. And here's the beautiful part. You won't need to convince them of anything. You won't need to sell yourself or beg for their attention. Your quiet confidence will speak for you. Remember this, confidence isn't built in the spotlight. It's built in the shadows, in the moments when you choose discipline over comfort, growth over excuses, and action over fear. Keep showing up for yourself, day after day. In time, you'll carry a presence so powerful that when you walk into a room, you won't need to say a word. People will feel your strength, and they'll listen before you even open your mouth.
Chapter 14. Lead without shouting. When most people think about leadership, they imagine someone standing at the front of a room, raising their voice, and commanding attention. They think leadership is about being the loudest, the most forceful, or the most visible person in the group. But the truth is, real leadership is far quieter. True leaders don't need to shout. They don't need to constantly remind others that they're in charge. Their presence alone inspires people to listen and follow. Leadership is not about controlling people. It's about influencing them. And influence built on fear or intimidation fades quickly. People might obey you when you shout, but the moment you're gone, their loyalty disappears. Quiet leadership, on the other hand, creates lasting impact. It's built on respect, trust, and example, not volume. Think of the leaders who have inspired you the most. Chances are, they weren't the ones who barked orders or tried to overpower others. They were the ones who listened, who guided, who led by action instead of endless talk. Their calm strength made you want to rise to their level. So, how do you lead without shouting? It starts with self-control. If you can't manage your own emotions, you'll never be able to guide others effectively. When challenges arise, stay steady. People take their cues from you. If you panic, they'll panic. If you remain calm, they'll feel safe and confident, even in difficult situations. A leader's energy sets the tone for everyone around them. Another key is leading by example. People are far more influenced by what you do than what you say. You can give the most inspiring speeches in the world, but if your actions don't match your words, no one will take you seriously. Quiet leaders let their behavior speak for them. They show up on time. They do the work. They treat others with fairness and respect. Over time, their consistent example creates a culture where others naturally want to follow. Listening is another powerful tool of quiet leadership. Many people think leaders need to have all the answers, but sometimes the most effective thing you can do is to simply listen. When you listen to people's concerns, ideas, and frustrations, you make them feel valued. And when people feel valued, they're more willing to trust your direction. Here's something most people overlook: giving others ownership. Loud leaders try to control every decision. Quiet leaders give people room to grow. They don't just tell others what to do. They empower them to take responsibility and succeed on their own. This not only builds trust, it multiplies your influence. When others feel trusted, they perform better and become more loyal to you and your vision. Of course, there will be moments when you must speak, and when you do, make it count. Don't waste words on constant criticism or empty praise. Speak with purpose. Deliver messages that are clear, direct, and inspiring. The less often you speak, the more weight your words carry. People will pay attention because they know you don't speak just to fill the silence. Another important aspect of quiet leadership is humility. Loud leaders are focused on being seen. Quiet leaders are focused on making a difference. They don't need the spotlight. They understand that leadership is about serving others, not about feeding their own ego. Humility doesn't make you weak, it makes you approachable. It creates an environment where people feel safe to take risks and share ideas. Quiet leadership doesn't mean you avoid conflict or hard decisions. It means you handle them with grace. Instead of exploding in anger, you address issues calmly and directly. Instead of humiliating someone publicly, you guide them privately. This earns you respect, not fear. And respect is what keeps teams strong, even during difficult times. The greatest proof of leadership is what happens when you're not in the room. If things fall apart without you, you're not leading, you're controlling. But if people continue to thrive, to grow, and to push forward in your absence, that's true leadership. And that's the kind of leadership that lasts. From this moment forward, shift your focus from being loud to being effective. Lead with actions, not noise. Lead with vision, not ego. When you master the art of quiet leadership, you won't need to demand respect. It will come to you naturally. People will follow you, not because they fear you, but because they trust you. And that kind of influence is more powerful than any shout could ever be. Chapter 15. Let silence speak for you. Silence is often misunderstood. Many people think silence means weakness. That if you don't speak up, you'll be overlooked or ignored. But in reality, silence can be one of the most powerful tools you'll ever have. It doesn't mean you have nothing to say. It means you are wise enough to know when to say nothing. It means you've mastered yourself to the point where your presence alone does the talking. Think about the people you respect the most. Chances are, they don't chatter endlessly. They don't rush to fill every quiet moment with words. Instead, they speak carefully, and when they do, everyone listens. Why? Because their silence makes their words valuable. When you're constantly talking, your voice becomes background noise. But when you stay silent and only speak with purpose, every sentence carries weight. Silence isn't just the absence of noise, it's a statement. It says, I am in control. I don't need to explain myself. I don't need to compete for attention. It shifts the balance of power in any room. When you can stay silent while others rush to speak, you show strength. You show confidence. And that confidence influences people more deeply than shouting ever could. Consider a negotiation or a heated conversation. Most people feel uncomfortable with silence, so they rush to fill it, often revealing too much or making mistakes. The person who can remain silent gains the upper hand. They listen, observe, and wait. Their stillness creates tension, and that tension makes others speak more than they should. By simply holding back, you allow others to show their hand while you protect yours. Silence is also a form of respect. Sometimes, people don't need advice or solutions. They just need to feel heard. When you listen fully, without interrupting, you give them a rare gift. In a world where everyone is fighting to be heard, being the one who truly listens sets you apart. People will trust you because you made space for them to express themselves without judgment. That trust is the foundation of deep, lasting influence. But silence must be intentional. There's a difference between silent strength and silent avoidance. Avoidance comes from fear, from not knowing what to say, or not wanting to face a situation. True silence, on the other hand, comes from power. It's a choice. It's deliberate. It says, I could speak, but I don't need to. One of the most powerful ways to use silence is in conflict. When someone tries to provoke you, they want a reaction. They want you to argue, to defend, to fight. But when you respond with calm silence, you deny them that satisfaction. Your composure unsettles them. It forces them to confront their own behavior while you remain in control. In that moment, your silence speaks louder than any insult or comeback ever could. Silence can also elevate your message when you do choose to speak. Imagine a speaker who talks non-stop, rushing through their points. The audience tunes out. Now imagine a speaker who pauses often, letting their words sink in. The room hangs on every sentence,
Those moments of quiet create anticipation and focus. In the same way, when you speak rarely, but meaningfully in your daily life, people will lean in to hear what you have to say. Here's a practice you can try the next time you feel pressured to respond. Take a deep breath and count to three before saying anything. Those 3 seconds might feel long, but they give you time to gather your thoughts and choose your response wisely. Sometimes you'll realize that no response is needed at all. Over time, you'll notice something incredible. People will start to read your silence as confidence. They'll wonder what you're thinking, what you'll do next. That mystery draws them to you. It gives you a quiet authority that can't be faked. From this point forward, let silence be part of your strategy. Don't rush to explain, defend, or prove yourself. Let your actions and presence speak, because when you master silence, you don't just control your voice, you control the entire conversation without saying a single word. And that, more than anything, is the mark of true influence. Conclusion: influence isn't about talking more, it's about talking better, and often about talking less. Throughout this audiobook, we've explored a truth that's easy to overlook in our noisy, fast-paced world. The most powerful voices are often the quietest. The people who shape conversations, decisions, and even history aren't the ones who never stop speaking. They're the ones who master restraint, who listen deeply, and who understand the weight of a well-timed word. We began by learning the power of observation, how simply noticing more can give you a clearer picture of the people and situations around you. Then we explored the pause, that vital moment of control between thought and response. We uncovered the art of listening, the importance of choosing words carefully, and the strength that comes from staying calm under pressure. We saw how silence can disarm conflict, how questions can guide others to their own realizations, and how body language and presence often speak louder than words ever could. As we moved forward, we talked about building a reputation so strong it communicates for you, about knowing when to walk away instead of wasting your energy on meaningless battles, and about inspiring rather than impressing. We looked at the power of timing, the magnetism of quiet confidence, the grace of leading without shouting, and finally, the mastery of letting silence speak on your behalf. Here's the ultimate lesson. Influence is not about dominating others, it's about mastering yourself. When you can control your words, your tone, your timing, and even your silence, you gain a kind of power that no one can take away. People will be drawn to you, not because you demand their attention, but because you earn their respect. From this moment on, challenge yourself to slow down. Speak only when your words will add value. Listen twice as much as you speak. And remember that sometimes the strongest statement you can make is to say nothing at all. When you practice these principles, you'll discover that your voice carries farther, your presence grows stronger, and your influence deepens naturally. You don't need to shout to be heard. You don't need to constantly explain yourself to be understood. The less you speak, the more meaning your words will carry. Let your silence create mystery. Let your actions build your reputation, and let every carefully chosen sentence become a seed of impact that continues to grow long after the conversation ends. The world is full of noise. Be different. Be deliberate. Be the calm voice in the storm. The quiet presence that shifts the energy of the entire room. Speak less, influence more, and in doing so, you won't just change how others see you, you'll change how they see themselves. That's the true power of communication, and the legacy of a life lived with purpose, clarity, and grace.